Welcome back to our mini-series on gratitude. Today I want to discuss an evolutionary bias that we're all born with. It's called negativity bias, and it's our innate tendency to give more importance to negative experiences than to positive ones. Throughout the human evolutionary process, our brains became hardwired to recognize and remember negative experiences, particularly ones that were dangerous. Imagine living as a primitive human in Africa some 100,000 years ago, long before villages or agriculture. Every single day is about survival, finding enough food and water just to make it to the next day. On top of that, you are constantly being stalked by large predators like lions, tigers, hyenas, and more. Not to mention poisonous food sources, hostile primates, venomous reptiles, and disease. Primitive life was full of danger and threats, and the early humans who excelled at recognizing these were more likely to survive, thus passing down those genetic traits. This repeated for centuries, embedding the negativity bias into the human brain. Essentially, all humans are extremely good at recognizing and remembering bad things. This bias is very well documented and accepted in the field of psychology, and while it was largely responsible for the survival of our species, today it can actually cause more harm than good. For example, almost all modern-day humans tend to remember traumatic experiences better than positive ones. We recall insults better than praise, pay more attention to negative events than positive ones, and we spend much more time worrying about bad things happening in the future than we do imagining good things happening. Let me give you a real-life example you may be able to relate to. A few summers ago, I went on a camping trip in the White Mountains of New Hampshire with three friends. We booked the perfect campsite, a secluded spot on a river with a built-in fire pit and no houses for miles. There was even an old treehouse on site that I spent more than a few hours in reliving my childhood. The weather was absolutely perfect all weekend, with cloudless skies at night. The Perseid meteor shower was peaking, and I've never seen so many shooting stars in my whole life. We ate amazing food, hiked and swam all day, and stargazed all night. It was an amazing trip. On our final day, as we packed up camp, I drove into town to find a place to safely dispose of our trash. I went back to the small country store where we had purchased our food, and sure enough, there was a large dumpster right on the side of the building. I parked and popped the trunk, grabbed the two bags of trash, and walked towards the dumpster. Just as I was opening the lid, a woman came running around the corner. Her face was bright red, and she did not look happy. "What do you think you're doing? You can't dump that here. Who do you think you are?" she yelled at me. Before I could answer, she began to berate me with insults and threats, things I don't want to repeat. She clearly did not want me using her dumpster. I was so shocked at how enraged she was that I was effectively rendered speechless. I didn't think at the time that I was doing anything wrong. There were no signs, no indication that what I was doing was against the rules. In retrospect, I understand that the woman had probably dealt with tourists dumping their trash and filling up that dumpster for years. That would make me pretty mad too. But at the time, I simply put the trash bags back in the car and drove away, all the while being insulted and screamed at. She even chased the car for a little bit. When I think back to that camping trip, I don't immediately recall the riverside campsite, or the treehouse, or the stunning show of shooting stars every night. The first thing that comes to mind is that enraged woman screaming and insulting me. That right there is my negativity bias, hard at work. This is meant to serve as a reminder of why we need to actively pursue gratitude. It's not easily obtainable. It's difficult. It takes time, patience, and practice because it's going against our genetics, biochemistry, and cognitive biases. But it is possible to achieve measurable change through these exercises, thanks to another concept I wish to briefly introduce called neuroplasticity. Neuroplasticity is the brain's ability to modify, change, and adapt both structure and function throughout life in response to experience. It is because of neuroplasticity that practices like gratitude and meditation actually work. Over time, we can truly transform the way our minds work, becoming more optimistic, adaptive, and most importantly, happy. So today, we're going to do a brief meditation together, with a focus on overcoming our negativity bias. Afterwards, I'll introduce an exercise that trains our brain to savor positive experiences and release negative ones. I'm going to bring in some background audio again here to help us relax and focus. Find your meditation posture here as we begin. Sitting nice and straight, either on a chair or cushion. You want to be relaxed, but also alert. Gently lower the eyes and take a few deep breaths. With each inhale, feel the body gently stretching up and out. And on each exhale, feel the body relax and return to position. Stay with these feelings here for a moment, getting as close to them as you can. Now I want you to notice how you are feeling in this moment. Do you feel tired or restless? Perhaps you feel anxious or peaceful. Take a moment to really explore this question. How am I feeling right now, in this moment? Now we're going to use our imagination here for a minute. I want you to picture your most favorite place in the world. It could be the beach, or the forest, or your favorite cafe. If you can't narrow it down, just pick one and commit to it here. Now picture yourself here in your favorite place, smiling. Picture that as clearly as you can. And sit with this feeling. savoring it. Notice how this makes you feel. You may feel sensations in the body like tingling or a lightness in the way you are sitting. Maybe you feel sensations in your belly or chest. If you don't feel anything, that's okay too. Just sit here with the image of yourself in your favorite place. Smiling and savor how this makes you feel. And now gently release that image and just sit here for a moment and enjoy this time of peace and quiet. Good. You can gently open up your eyes, maybe shake out your body a little bit, move your fingers and toes around, maybe do a little stretch in your chair. So today we practiced tuning into our body and mind and noticing with detail how we feel. Then we experimented using a visualization to cultivate specific feelings and emotions, and then spent just a bit of time savoring them. This leads us right into today's take-home exercise, which is called Notice, Shift, Savor. The practice of Notice, Shift, Savor combines the concept of neuroplasticity with the power of gratitude to flip the switch on our negativity bias. It can create a tangible shift in our mindset, and it's an exercise that has both immediate benefits as well as long-term ones. Let's break it down into three steps. Step one, notice your negativity bias. This step takes a little bit of practice, which we started in today's meditation. Now that you know about your negativity bias, you'll begin to notice it in your everyday life. When you find yourself dwelling on a negative experience, worrying about the future, or feeling anxious, that means it's time to use this exercise. Step two, shift into a state of gratitude. Once you notice your negativity bias kick in, it's time to shift into a state of gratitude. Focus in on one thing you're grateful for and why. You can say it out loud, or in your head, or write it down on a piece of paper. It could be a person, a pet, a favorite item of clothing or book, anything you are thankful for in your life and why you are thankful for it. Step three, savor. This is where we carve out new neural pathways in the brain. Once you've shifted to a state of gratitude, savor this feeling as deeply as you can for a short period of time, just like we did in our meditation today. Sitting and noticing in great detail how you are feeling and staying with those feelings for at least 20 seconds. With this simple exercise, you can build the habit of shifting out of negativity bias to more useful states of mind, feeling grateful, celebrating your strengths, and recognizing opportunities. And with practice, you can actually create a habit in the brain, automatically triggering positive feelings when you feel negative ones. Think of it almost as a positivity bias. So again, notice, shift, savor. Thanks for joining me today, and I'll see you in the next session of our mini-series on gratitude.